Have you got some great songs but no one is listening? Are you struggling to find your audience? Worry no longer. Go to musiciansmap.org/free-book and download a copy of the free ebook, How to Get Your Music Heard. It talks about growing your fan base, finding your niche, and getting your music out there. The essential foundations you need and the steps to take to get your music heard. How to Get Your Music Heard. Get it now at musiciansmap.org/free-book. Welcome to the Musician's Map podcast. In New Zealand, we have a wonderful, beautiful thing called funding. Funding is when someone that's not you funds your project by giving you money to use. Crazy concept, I know. And in New Zealand's case, it's a government agency called New Zealand On Air that allocates funds for artists. Now, this show is about funding in New Zealand, but you should keep listening even if you're not from New Zealand, as this episode is definitely for overseas listeners as well. It's about taking your music seriously, building your audience, and getting yourself to a point where people are taking enough notice to help you get to the next level. There's lots of good stuff, and for those of you who are in New Zealand, this is essentially your blueprint to getting your project funded by the wonderful people at New Zealand On Air. One of those wonderful people is my guest today. Sarah Pierce is a specialist advisor for music funding and manages the music funding rounds. She advises on funding proposals and has a hand in New Zealand On Air policy and strategy. Sarah has worked with artists for years, starting at Loop Recordings, working in royalties and contracts. She's worked in radio, publicity, festival promotion and artist management, and was a deputy chair of Independent Music New Zealand. Sarah gives us the lowdown on funding, what it is, how you get it, and what you can use it for. We also talk about the various funding schemes, promotion, and the essential steps you should be taking to getting noticed.
So we are fully government funded, and we're actually the Broadcasting Commission. So, I mean, historically, that is our remit. We're kind of still dictated to by some quite old policy. But basically, we are... The reason we exist is to represent New Zealand culture and identity on the airwaves, because to make things here is really expensive. Okay, like, for example, television, you know, there's huge budgets overseas, but then someone like TVNZ can buy that show a lot cheaper than what can be made here, even though we're cheaper than getting made overseas.
Sure.
So if we weren't here, then we wouldn't have any New Zealand programs.
Oh, wow.
We wouldn't be able to see ourselves. That's our, you know, and our remit is to kind of, especially they've picked out some special interest groups or special audiences that they really want us to service. So our focus in the next few years is children, but also Pacific and other kind of audiences that are, you know, like groups that are getting, like for example, Chinese and Indian.
Mm.
You know, there's quite a few people of those kind of ethnic groups that live in New Zealand now. So they have, currently there's nothing kind of made for them. So, yeah. New Zealand On Air as a whole, we do a whole heap of stuff.
Yeah.
So.
Specifically for music, maybe.
Yeah.
Can you sort of talk about, how artists can get a handle on what you offer, what happens?
Yeah, okay. So middle of last year, we changed all our funding across the whole of New Zealand On Air. So before then, we were very like, we fund TV, we fund some website stuff, and then we fund music. But we've kind of, because channels are changing so quickly and there's new websites and new places to see content, we changed our whole funding scheme. So we fund content. We don't usually fund platforms. We just fund content to go places, which is what we've been doing in music for a long time anyway. So if you think of it as from that point of view, I think that's really an important thing. Because I think because we've been around for so long, there's a lot of people that kind of have this kind of weird sense of, I'm a musician, I deserve funding. It's a very odd thing.
Yeah.
It's kind of like the old pay scheme, or I don't know, like I can, you know, I'm owed it because I'm a musician. And it's kind of, I think it's really important that we're funding really great content, and that's what we're looking for. It's like the best content we can find and the one that's going to connect with audiences. We know that there's different audiences for different music, so that's our, yeah, that's our puzzle we have to constantly be putting together.
Who puts it together? Who chooses what gets funded?
Depends. So our music scheme is called New Music, and there's two types of funding. There's the kind of the single funding, which is designed for, I guess, people either wanting to just release songs by songs, and also quite often they're at early stages in their career. And then for more established artists, we have the New Music Projects, which is where you can apply for a bigger chunk of money, but you need to have a New Zealand-based professional music company to support you, like a record company or a manager or someone that's going to put your music out. Mm. Yeah. And both require different amounts of investment from the artist. Yeah. So it all depends on where you're at, really.
So, I mean, how much? And how much can you get, and how much do you need to invest?
So for singles, we give 8,000. And we say that a minimum of 20%, so another 2,000 that you have to invest.
Okay.
We're not setting that's how much your single should cost, but that's our minimum requirement for your investment. So some people put in more, and some people, just spend the minimum. That gives you a budget of $10,000 to release a single. So to record it, to make some visual representation, which is usually a music video, and then some money to promote it.
And is there like an upper limit for the New Music grant?
Yep, 30,000. For the project, the bigger ones?
Yeah
project is 30,000. But that's a bigger investment. It's a minimum, it's 40% investment from the artist or music company. So, $30,000, you'd put in 20, which a minimum, maximum is 50,000 kind of thing.
Yeah.
But you can apply for it, like 7.5 is the minimum I think you can apply for projects, but I haven't had one of those yet because people just get a single grant.
So is there someone, like, is it you, is it someone else who's listening to all of the submissions and saying yes or no?
Yeah. So on the singles, we have a panel of people, and they change each time from a whole broad section of the musical industry. So we always have a producer, a commercial radio person, an alternative radio person. Quite often there's a music media, like someone who does reviews and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Whoever else. Like, it depends on the mixture of people.
Yep.
And so they get all the tracks, and they have them for a few weeks, and they listen to them all, and then they choose their 20 top songs. And then they get all collated, and then we all meet, which is on Tuesday, actually, and nut it out who's going to get the funding.
How many submissions are they trawling through, roughly?
Oh, it's just insane. Like, it just keeps getting more and more. It's I had 200 applications this time for about 20 spots, and I managed, there's like 12 people or there's some people that weren't quite ready that didn't quite make the criteria, so that kind of brought it down to about 188 or something.
Wow.
So
it's still a lot.
But I changed the criteria, we changed the criteria last year to try and make it a little bit tougher to hopefully, for a few reasons actually, people, we used to allow that you could apply with the previous band to get a grant for your new band, but we found that if you haven't done the work on your audience and your profile, then it's kind of a bit too soon.
Yeah.
So we kind of we changed that a bit. So with the hope that less people would be able to make it, and it didn't work. Just keep more and more. There's just so much talent. And that's the thing. Like, there's so much talent. Because we have, I guess, we're so lucky that we have all this money that goes into music, Play It Strange and music in schools. And there's so many confident young people coming through that have really great songs.
Yeah.
And it's really sad that we get to fund 20 or so, and then there's 170 that didn't get funded. And you look down that list and you're like, holy shit. That's not cool.
But
I would also like to, for people that are looking to apply, please don't get disheartened, because, it's not a reflection of your song in particular. It's just purely volume. And actually, you're actually competing against other people in your genre, because what we look for is we've got seven kind of genres, and we know that there's hundreds, but we had to somehow weasel it down to seven genres. And so we're looking for a spread of genre so that we're getting, you know, so many alt indie applications. Oh, and pop, heaps of pop. So those two are like our most popular genres that we have at the moment.
You got to tell me the rest.
We can't get any.
Yeah. Really?
No, there's like, I think we got two or three this time. Same with rock and metal. Sometimes we get a few, but really low.
Huh. That's really interesting. I thought that would be quite high.
It comes in waves. I remember about 4 years ago, it was folk country. You know, Christchurch was having that boom and there's so many. But now that's kind of dissipated as well. So, yeah, it is quite interesting how fashion of music goes.
You've got pop, folk country, rock metal,
reggae, roots, dance, electronic, hip hop, R&B. I know, but you've got to draw the line somewhere.
Yeah, exactly. how deep do you go?
Yeah, that's the thing, because first thing you ask an artist is, you know, what kind of music do you do? And they're like, oh, it's indescribable. You know, I can't really describe it. It's a bit of this and it's a bit of that.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like, well, as soon as you send your music to anybody, they're going to put it in a box.
Yeah.
So I kind of think, you know, it's best you put it in your own box and then no one else is doing it. So we have like primary genre just kind of corrals people into a general thing, and then people can fill out their own kind of secondary genre.
Okay.
And I kind of scan that a couple of times a year just to make sure that there's not some hugely popular thing I haven't heard of yet that's coming out that we need to look into.
Yeah, so if a band is out there and they're thinking, we're a math band and there's no math category, you could probably just put it in the rock and metal category and still apply. You shouldn't not apply because maybe you don't fit.
Yeah, exactly. Don't use that as an excuse. It's just purely so we can somehow group music.
And what kind of criteria are the people that are choosing the songs, the successful songs?
Mm.
What are they sort of judging it on?
Music, predominantly. So I think, that everybody does it slightly differently, but most people just listen, like just play them all.
Mm.
And if they like something, they kind of put it into a secondary kind of favourite it, and then they come back and they listen to the ones that they like. And then it's really interesting though, standout tracks, doesn't matter what the background of the person judging it, a really great track always comes out. It's quite an amazing thing. So we do get tracks that get full points, like every panellist has, you know, voted for them, which I find really interesting,
If they haven't got checkboxes saying, you know, radio friendly or, you know, commercial kind of
success. Yeah, they do have that too. So we work on a 60-40, mainstream niche audience.
Yep.
So that's another thing that we balance. So when we're in the meeting and we're talking about it, that's something that we focus on.
Mm.
So we're always looking, that's part of the balancing act. Yeah.
I actually applied for funding.
Oh, did you?
I'm 33 now. I must have been maybe 19, I think.
Oh, right.
So quite a long time ago.
Excuse me. So that wasn't through making tracks, was it?
Like, honestly, I can't remember.
It would have been probably the old one.
I'm going to tell you a tiny story. And the reason I'm saying it is because I want people that are out there listening and thinking of applying, what I want them to get from this is maybe a direction in what they're doing right, what they're doing wrong. So I applied. We'd been a hardcore band for maybe 3 months. We'd played maybe two shows. We'd recorded a really crappy song and we printed out, you know, a crappy CD cover and sent it in. And obviously we didn't get funding.
Yeah.
Did
you try again later?
No, I think we broke up. You know, like
so good you didn't get funding, because otherwise you would have been paying back money for the rest of your life.
Oh, okay. Well, we're gonna go back and talk about that as well. But you know, what are some of the things that a band can do? Obviously, in that situation, I kind of did everything wrong. But people
not necessarily,
but a lot of people won't be thinking like that. They'll be thinking, well, what are you talking about? We've been a band for 2 months, we've done two shows, we've got an awesome song, and I think it sounds amazing. And I made up this CD cover myself. You know, why don't I get funding? What do you think some good steps that people could take?
Well, I think the criteria to get into singles funding is a really good way to actually look at where you're going. There's like 22 criteria. I don't know, I sound like a bureaucrat when I'm saying this, but we spend a lot of time like looking at what successful artists have. And so I reckon it's a really good way for you if you're not quite sure which parts you need to work on. Because it's got a good, you know, you do need an audience. So there's a section about trying to get to a level where you've got, you know, like you can get 100 people to pay to go and see you.
Mm.
Like that doesn't sound like much, but actually when you're just starting out,
that's lots. Yeah.
There's a lot of work that's gone into that, and we totally, you know, appreciate that. And then, you know, like talking about your social media and making sure you've got at least 1,000 followers, and then, you know, 2,000 streams of a song, 2,000 video plays. And then also there's you've featured on a substantial music blog.
Sure.
So those ones are all in the audience section. So for me, I think all of those things are really attainable for a new band starting out.
Yeah.
They take work, they really do, and you're not going to probably get there in 2 months.
No.
But that's a good thing, I think, because in a way, like you say, you know, you got together, you had a great song, and then you broke out 3 months later. That's kind of not the people, that's kind of not the area that we're working. We're kind of the next step up, for better or for worse, but we really want to support artists to have a long-term career.
Mm.
And, yeah, the funding is part of what we do, but I think... Yeah, looking at the bigger picture rather than, oh, my God, I'm broke, I need to pay for this. I really need to pay for this. I need to get some money. It's, it doesn't really work like that.
So really, you know, you're looking for people who are starting to treat their craft more like a business. They have considered their audience and they're actually trying to build an audience.
Yeah, that's really key. And that's, I mean, there's a whole lot of, I don't know if you want me to go through all the criteria and reasons why we ask that, but... there's a couple of questions near the end, which I would make if anyone takes anything out of this, just make sure that you spend some time thinking about it, because these are the questions that if we've got two songs that we can't choose between, these are the kind of things that we look at.
Yeah.
And one of them is, how am I going to reach New Zealand audiences online, on TV, on radio, online? Now, the key thing with this is that you really think about. People just put the rate, like the edge or what they think that they're putting down things that we want to hear. But that is a section that we really, if someone's really thought about how they're going to get their song to people, they will be able to answer that question really easily.
Yep.
And it's about making sure that you can name playlists that you're going to pitch to on Spotify, or maybe particular shows on certain radio stations, you know, all those kind of things. Mm. Like you've actually thought about what you're going to do with your project if you got funded. And the other one is, how the funding will be used to improve the quality of your song.
Sure.
In video. And actually, most people already have a pretty good idea of who they want to record their album or record their single or anything, something like that. But but actually thinking about your video director and what kind of path you want to take with that really helps as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
and cool. Recently I've had this, I don't know why, but people have kind of, for that audience's one, they haven't been reading the New Zealand stuff, so they've just been like, haven't talked about New Zealand at all, just talked about international. And the key thing here is, we know that you can't, you know, geo-block things, but we're paid for by New Zealand, and it's for New Zealand. And, so you need to have some New Zealand in there.
Yeah.
If that makes sense. Yeah,
it does. It totally does. Say I've formed a group and we've worked really hard for a couple of years and we can bring 100 people to a show and we've got thousands of people on social media and we've made all of these criteria and we've got a strong plan. We get funded. We get funded for a single and you give us $8,000 and we contribute too. What happens then? Am I assigned someone to look after my project, or do I just get the cash in my account? What happens?
Kind of a bit of both. We have absolutely no editorial control over anything that we fund.
Okay.
So we don't project manage anything. It's totally up to you how you spend the grant. If you want to do some crazy weird video we had one last week. So weird, but awesome.
Yeah.
It's totally up to you.
Yeah.
And you can split the money how you like. So $10,000 we save. You probably don't want to spend more than $2,000 on promotion, but you can split the recording and video how you like.
Mm.
I mean, the best person to look after your own creativity is you, is the person doing it. So
yeah.
I'm not going to muck with that. But there's a few ways of doing it. There's actually a little, you get a little flow chart that we handily make. So it's, you know, a little flow chart.
Nice.
So you can kind of, there's three budgets that you have to put in, which kind of explains what you want to do. So you can do it all at once, or you can just do it in parts. So you can do your recording. Usually with the recordings thing, you do it first and then we reimburse you. But with video, the video part, we pay you some money so you can start and then finish it, pay you the rest at the end.
Okay.
Yeah. But we pay really quickly. Like, we pay once a week, every Thursday night. So it's not like you're waiting for once a month payment or anything like that.
Yeah.
It's our job to give people money. So, yeah.
Well, okay. What if I was like, yeah, awesome. Okay, I've got this money now. I'm going to spend $2,000 recording. I'm going to spend $6,000 making a video and then $2,000 promoting it. And then you give me all the money. And then I spend $10,000 on beer and don't do anything.
Oh, we can't really.
What happens?
You've got to give proof before you get money.
Ah,
that makes sense?
Yep.
So you've got to, like, you've got to supply invoices and stuff to show us where you spent the money.
Like a real business.
Like a real business. Yeah. Exactly.
Now, you said before that if my band had been funded and went broken up, we'd spend time paying back the money. Is that the case?
Only if you haven't finished what you were contracted to do.
Okay.
So if you recorded something and then took some money to start the video but never finished the video, we'd probably need you to pay the video money back. We wouldn't ask you to pay the recording because there's actually something that you've finished a part of it. But
And
in the old days, before this scheme, it was a little bit different. You could get bigger chunks and you didn't have to proof things. So there was a few more cases where people weren't finishing and having to pay things back. Yeah. It doesn't happen as much now because we don't really let people get to that situation.
Yeah. Nice one. Are you more likely to fund something that's been previously funded?
It depends. I think you'll find if an artist's on an album cycle and they've got three singles, the first one does really well, then probably, yeah, you probably have got a better chance because, we've got our promotions people working it and they're like, man, this is going off. They're going to bring that to the meeting and go, hey, if there's, we'll definitely be able to get this song played. And that's the whole point of this whole scheme.
Sure.
So I guess in a way, yeah, you probably do have a better chance
because
you've got proof of audience, I guess.
Yeah. And so maybe even if you haven't been funded before, if you're making noise in the local scene or the national scene, and people are starting to know who you are. Chances are some of those people will be judging your music for funding or be in that room when they're deciding who gets it.
Yeah. And that's the amazing thing. I really enjoy these meetings because, yeah, we do get people from all walks of life and from all over the country. And so they'll actually champion music on the list that I've never heard of. And they're like, yeah, but this guy's, he's from Dunedin, he's 18, he's doing really amazing things. Yeah, so it's a really cool process, actually. We're really lucky. And New Zealand On Air, like working here, I'm really lucky because I get to find out what's happening in all different kind of pockets of music, I was just doing some contracting with Sons of Zion today. And then last week it was Tiny Ruins. But, every time you're doing stuff like that, you're finding what they're up to, what their tour schedule's like, how they're going. It's really cool.
Now, it seems like 90% or even more of the artists that you're seeing out there have had some funding of some sort. Is it just because...
It's fundamentally about a great song.
Yeah.
And I think that's the thing that the singles process has, kind of cemented for me is that a great song is a great song, and I don't think you necessarily have to like it, but you can recognise a great song.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, definitely. I like...
Yeah, like you...
I don't like plenty of songs that I know are good songs. Yeah.
I mean, like Alien Weaponry, we've funded them quite a lot. Well, they've had a really good run. But I would say lots of people probably don't particularly like their music.
Yeah.
Necessarily.
Yeah, that's true.
I love them.
I do too. But you're right. Yeah, that's a kind of smaller part of the overall kind of audience of the country. They're not super mainstream, are they? Even though they've kind of been in mainstream media.
Mm. Yeah, they've found their story.
So it is all about the song. This, you know, your likelihood of receiving funding and therefore kind of, because it's a leg up, isn't it?
It's about song.
It's about having a good song.
And it's also about this, as far as projects go, like the next step up, we do like look at a lot more in depth. And we don't have a panel choosing those. New Zealand, like the music team choose those ones. Yeah, and we have a lot of information from behind the scenes that we have as well, so we know from our own experience which ones were good and which ones were bad.
Yeah.
But that's, definitely you look at the depth of experience and who their support network is. Yeah, like we've got a whole lot of funding decisions coming out next week, and it's really cool to see a big diversity of, big names, but also names that you're kind of like, do I know them? I think I've heard of them. Yeah.
Yeah.
So you can still get funding even if you're not a household name.
Promotion. You said something about promotion.
We have a promotions team in Auckland. So we have a radio plugger who also plugs to streaming services. And then we have, a content promoter. So we have something called New Tracks. And anyone can apply to that. It's every month.
Mm.
We obviously prioritise songs that have been funded because we've invested in them. Mm. And those tracks, we choose 30, I think, or 28. And those tracks get serviced to broadcasters. So throughout New Zealand, but we actually do service to international as well, whoever wants to be on it. And they can download your tracks and take them and put them on playlist if they like. And then our radio plugger actually goes in to the stations every week, the main commercial stations, has some priority. And those 28 tracks for that month are the priority tracks, so those are the ones that we will do our best to promote.
So it's another kind of application stream.
Yeah, they're always open. Yep. It's just new. I think it's just newtracks.co.nz or .govt.nz.
Awesome.
Yeah, and we also prioritise people that have a video to go off their song.
Cool.
So you can, if we don't have enough tracks of funded ones, because we don't, we have way more spaces than we have funded tracks.
So sure.
I'd encourage people, if they are ready, if they've got a single that they're about to kick off with, like they've got their plan in place and they know what they're doing, and just make sure that they apply the month before their song comes out, because that's when we collect them. We release them on the first of the month. So, yeah. So we're here to help. We're not here to do it for you, but we can help people that are already helping themselves.
Yeah.
And we also fund a whole bunch of features, so on all the major major radio stations. And we fund a lot of New Zealand programs, pretty much all of them, I think, on all the alt radio network. So BFM and Radioactive and all those guys.
Cool.
So there's lots of people hunting for new music at all times.
Yeah, there really is. I had no idea that New Zealand On Air did that. That's so awesome.
Yeah, we do our best. And we have quite a good relationship with the streaming services as well now. So we do special pitching sessions to them.
In your opinion, kind of what are some of the most important areas that artists should focus on in order to kind of to get themselves not funded, but to get themselves noticed and on the way to getting funded maybe?
I reckon the best thing to do if you're going to do a single is employ someone to do it.
Yeah.
Save $1,000 or whatever it's going to cost and get someone behind you, get a publicist to work that first single. I think, because it's really hard to promote your own music.
Yeah, it really is.
There's lots of really great publicists out there, and I would recommend doing that, because that's someone else going out saying how wonderful you are to people that they already know. You're not introducing yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I did it for years and years. It's so hard to, as you say, make, put everything into this craft and then have to go out and be like, me. Hey,
I'm amazing.
Me, how good am I? And so you end up going,
yeah, check out my stuff if you want.
Yeah, if you want.
I'm okay. Yeah. It's not good for anybody.
I think it's definitely about honing your craft. Like practice. I don't think you can ever do too much of that.
Mm.
But I also think it's developing your story and just working out how much of it you're willing to give out to the public, but also listening to your fans and learning about your fans and realizing what they want and giving that to them. They don't always just want music. Yeah. Like if you have a fan focus, you don't necessarily write songs for a particular thing, but if you're aware of what your fans like, then it's got to be a good thing. Yeah. And that's completely different to the industry that I started out in. You know, like still pressing vinyl and CD. I know we still do vinyl now, but you know, you had to get through the PDs at the radio stations to get played, and you still do now.
Mm.
And the gatekeepers are still there, but you've also got this whole wonderful way of connecting directly with your fans that has never happened before.
Yeah, maybe artists have more freedom to actually be themselves, and therefore connect with the people like them.
Rather than
writing for a particular audience in order to try and garner that popularity.
Yeah. Yep. Be yourself. be hardworking, because I think it is really hard being a musician. You are doing it for yourself.
Yeah.
And you should know your shit. You should know your business.
Yeah, and maybe there's...
Because people that succeed look after their money. That's another thing that I learnt working in royalties and money with artists for a long time.
Yeah.
Put stuff away. Put it away for a rainy day, because when you're an artist, you either get a whole heap of money all at once or nothing for ages.
Yep.
And the people that are good, they know how to make that work for them.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd be terrible at doing that.
Yeah.
Terrible.
I think it is. It kind of comes back to that business ethic and treating it like one.
Yeah.
Like any other business, because you do have something to sell, I suppose. And then finding the balance between that and artistic expression and being yourself.
Yeah.
And that's the podcast for this week. Thank you so much to my guest, Sarah Pierce. Check out New Zealand On Air at nzonair.govt.nz and facebook.com/nzonairmusic. And Sarah has very kindly said that listeners should feel free to email her. You can find her email listed on the New Zealand On Air website. Sarah's choice for Artist of the Week is Wellington-based trio Womb. Check them out at womb.bandcamp.com, and that is w-o-m-b, thank you for that, and facebook.com/wombnz. And while you're on Facebook, make sure to like the brand new Musicians Map Facebook page at facebook.com/musiciansmap. This podcast and the website musiciansmap.org is dedicated to sharing knowledge and advice about music and the music industry. It's all about community, honesty, and positive progress. The experiences, stories, and advice shared on the podcast are given freely with the hope that you can relate to them and benefit from them. If you've found this podcast enjoyable or useful, make sure to check out the Musicians Map ebook and audiobook about building success in music. You'll find it at musiciansmap.org/books, Amazon, and Audible. And buying a copy of the book directly contributes to the continuation of this podcast. There's also a free ebook, How to Get Your Music Heard. Go to musiciansmap.org/free-book to get your copy. If you have a suggestion for the podcast or for the YouTube channel, or you just want to get in touch and say hello, please do so via the Musicians Map Facebook group or by email at kane@musiciansmap.org. Thanks for listening, and stay positive.